I'm aware of that, that the tube bombings, what are down here in London, are not in connection with any Muslim activity at all, or with any Arabic activity, put it this way. I am aware of that there are students' accommodations down here in London, a couple of them, mostly covered up as being very anarchistic, very left. The students have knowledge in architecture. They are under camouflage of being art students instead of architects. They have technical equipments who is able to shut down surveillance. They are also certain toy makers. These are people who have been former trained in the Israeli military. Most of them are also Russian-speaking people, and there's a huge number of ex-Soviet Jews who are doing this job. I'm expecting, and there's rumors going around, and I'm aware of that two MPs in this country have already been informed about this. They are expecting an attack on American soil in Ireland, possibly in Belfast, and it will be blamed on the Muslims. This is to gain the support for another point in Israel from the United States and United Kingdom. And to look into the immigration problems they obviously have in Ireland as well. So it's affecting a lot of things. And a huge number of the people who are delivering or doing these jobs are women instead of men.
Okay, do you know who the MPs are?
No.
Okay.
No comment.
That's very interesting. Right, thank you. Yeah, in terms of timing, what about it? And you think it's going to be on US soil in Ireland, did you say?
Yes, in 2008.
But I mean, you pick up these rumors, but do you think that it makes sense to have an attack like this now? Why might they want to do it?
Because they need the support. They need the mind support. They need the financially support. They need the strategic support, the military support. They have already huge military support on Cyprus. I'm talking about the Israelis. And then they will gain a bigger support for an attack, what is possibly going over into the Syrian area. Then I don't expect that the next war is going to be Iran. I'm expecting the next war to be Syria.
Happen to the kids?
Well, I'm expecting if I should be not successful in hiding and protecting my children, or if we don't find any way, that I'm expecting them possibly to deliver me into a mental hospital or into prison, and I will just vanish. And I'm expecting them to deliver my children into Israel, provide them with different names, and I will never be able to see them again. If they don't put me into prison or a mental hospital or whatsoever, then it means that with this, what the English Immigration Department, who's obviously dealing with me, even if I'm a British citizen, has put on the record about me is that they put me on a watch list, and it is called that I'm having communicational difficulties. Well, whatever that means, I don't have the impression that I have communicational difficulties, but I think this means something different. So this means I can't travel to certain countries, and I will have problems to come down. They could do this to me after they said that I was a German convert to Islam and coming into this country with different intention. Well, it's close to absurd. So this is what I'm expecting, what is happening to my children if, yeah.